Good morning. I'd like to go right to Makar Patish. Today we'll try and go through some of the random Shulchanaruchs that are towards Sunday after the Maisa, this matter which relate to Makar Patish. A couple more Shir Mez Hashem. Tomorrow I'll talk about the situation where Makar Patish doesn't apply, wouldn't apply Makar Patish. And Mez Hashem on Wednesday we'll finish up that subject with some Xeri Drabonon relating to Makar Patish. And Mez Hashem next week after Shavuos. We'll go a couple of Shurim HaLotzah. Again, I'm not going to talk about Erevin and Rishus. That's done as part of the 6-week Halacha L'maisa. We'll go over some basics just to introduce HaLotzah. Well, that's a good question. So I'd like to give a couple of, certainly a week or two of review. I would also like to give, if you were interested, maybe a little later in June, mid-June, something, a couple of Shurim on HaLotzah. I don't know, maybe we'll see how things play out. Okay. I would put them in. I mean, again, when we missed that little bit a couple of weeks when I was working on the Bote Yosef back in the 70s, got over with Oronsky on matters relating to the Assays of Shabbos, right? Kiddush and Abdullah, which I wasn't going to do. I was going to do Muktzah, and okay, we'll figure something out. But anyway, so yesterday we introduced Makar Patish, and I gave you numerous different examples from different places in Shas of different types of Makar Patish. It doesn't really matter what the material is. And we saw in a couple of places, Rashi and others said that any type of Gemar Malacha, any type of what I call the finishing touches, to put the finishing touch on something, whether to smooth something out, to get rid of kinks, bumps, or whatever, or even nothing to do with the hard material. We spoke about putting feathers in a pillow and so on, that make it into a more suitable item. All of this would be under the category of Makar Patish. So I think we're up to the Rishalmi in the source 43. I have a couple more some baits also. We're up to 43, I believe. So the Rishalmi in Shabbos and Per Kalgoro, Per Zana Lachabay, is right to be Echon, Rabbi Shun Ben Lakish, Avdin Havi Bahadi Pirka Tlos, Shan Plug. They delved into this matter for a long time, 3.5 years. Three and a half years. Afkun Rene Arboin Chosa Achas told those Al Kol Chala Chada Bechada. Not only do we have 39 malachas, that's a tradition which you talked about at the beginning of the year, 39 malachas, but they figured out that there are 39 toldos on every malacha. A calculation of 39 toldos on every malacha. Okay? And they said, Min ashkun mismuch samchun hadalo haba ashkun mismuch abdun abishum akhir patish. What they couldn't, what didn't really fit under another malacha, but was a concluding act completing an item that was put under the toldo of Makar Patish. So Kormanet explains, okay, they went to difficult kushas, parakal, shoshas, and mechza, utzil, pilpul, memchas, or achas, 39 toldos, bol, achas, vachmon, tas, malachas. And then the next Kormanet is important for us, mashemotzo, smachla, smichola, and somchol. That was they could connect to a different av, they did. The toldo, shalom, motzo, smichola, av, also told of the Makar Patish. Whatever they couldn't put under another av, but they felt was the category of something forbidden, fit under Makar Patish. So Pnei Moshe also explains there in the Perek Zayin Halacha Beis in Rishalmi in Shabbos. Okay, Dilmas Yochum Rishim Rosh Lakish. Same thing, he said Mashalom Motzul is what is el Azav. So they made it under Makar Patish. Makar Patish, that sense, is a catch-all type of malach, at least as a total. Okay. So let's see a little bit what the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch have to say. So in source 46, the Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about Makar Patish, but among other things, you look at Halacha Yud, he writes, Hakorea, today Lispor Shtei Tfiras, Almanas Lispor Shtei Tfiras, Tchayev. We spoke about Tofer, sewing, okay? But here the Rambam writes, Haposeach Beis Atzavar B'Shabbos Chayev. Now he doesn't say what you're Chayev for, but he's talking about Korea and Tofer and that. Halacha. We learned yesterday, right, I mentioned that when it comes back to the cleaners, or when you bought a new shirt, so the collar was somehow sewn shut, for whatever the reason. So if you open it up for the first time, so we indicated that would be under Makar Patish. I gave an example of softer material, nothing to do with metal, okay? But the Rambam, in this location at least, the Rambam puts it under, he's talking about Korea and Tofer, so maybe he seems to learn that thing a little differently. So it's not under Makar Patish, but under Korea. Okay. So U.S. says it could be both. We'll see that later. But that's the Rambam there. But the other halachas that I quoted here from Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos 46, are examples of makim patish. So, look at the zayin. Hamakim patish haka achas chayim. B'chol ha'osin dovar shu gemar melocha reza told the makim patish v'chayim. Ketzer. Hamana peach v'chliz chukas. We saw these yesterday in the Gemara. Now let's see in the Rambam. Blowing glass. Right? Okay. V'hatzar v'chli tzura. For the mitzvah tzuri. Make some kind of an engraving. A shape or engraving on metal. Amagara kosher, scraping something. What was a nekeb kosher? Bain b'eit, bain b'vinyan, bain b'atechet, bain b'kelim. Okay, you make a hole, you know, in something to take things in and out, opening. Harezet told us, makapaz v'chayim. B'chol pes l'shein also achten, hose in chayim alas yosef. Too small to do anything with, then it doesn't matter. But it's big enough to be a pesach, an opening, and this will write to, again, we spoke about it by Bona and by other things with the bottles and opening cartons, and we spoke about it a couple times already, but that relates to this. That's halacha tazayin, halacha yudzayin. Hamapis shkin, right? To lance a boy, popping pimples on Shabbos. K'dei laharchiv piyamakke, k'dei rachsharofen osin, to open up so the pus flows out and air goes in and so on, the way the doctors do it. And then shemiz kazmer fu laharchiv piyamakke, where is a chayiv, shumakke repatis, in your body. Shazui melecha sarofe, that's doing what the doctors do. V'im hefisa lahotzi mena halecha shabba, ari zemuta. But it's muta, like we saw in the Gemara yesterday, just to open it up with one and out, just to get the pus out right now, that would not be. The Ravid, interesting there, in Halach Yitzayin, in Perek Yud, Chul Shabbos, says that that's bona, and not makar patish. Again, highlighting the fact that there's something difficult, not always easy to tell the difference between bona and makar patish. Whether something is bona or makar patish. We saw yesterday in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel argued about certain things, whether bona or makar patish. Halacha yudches, hamisat eitas ha'evan, you know, chiseling the stone. Kosum, chayim shem makar patish. Hamitzat eitas ha'evan b'yisoda binyan. If you put, you know, when you put that initial bricks down to make the foundation of a building, okay, and you put it in the proper place, and it's not going to be moving there anymore, it's in its proper place, that's makar patish. All right, alokit yibol shal gabi begodim. You take dust or other stuff off of garments. Okay, kigon elay bol shu meklit semer chayv shu makar patish. If you're makbid on it, you don't want this on there. So now you're, it's the first time we'll see a distinction. It's the first time you're wearing it. So now you're making the jacket or the pants suitable by taking this item off. So mamela, you know, it's makar patish. Okay. Avalim siyun derech esek or is a potter. If you're not, you don't really care about it, you just brush her up, then you put him. Hamanar talis fadoshim. Shchora, kadela noso, lahasa tziu. Yeah, the do a talis doesn't necessarily have to talis like for davening in a garment. Okay. You know, to beautify it, to get rid of some discoloration or something like that, the way the umnin do it, then you chayim chatz, and a makbid mutter. The Ravid says something else. Manar taliso, we talk about this by mechabes, and we shake it out because it got wet. The jacket got wet, then it's a problem with Chabbis. Okay. Anyway, that's the Rambam there. In Parakov Bey is Halacha Chav Gimel. Again, the Rambam writes, HaTofer me'avos melachos l'vichach osu l'malos ha'kar ba'kesach ha'dosh me'muchim gzeir Hashem yispor. Stuffing, feathers, other stuffing into pillows. Okay, whatever you put in the pillows. Okay, the Rambam doesn't mention Makar Patis. He mentions gzeir Hashem yispor. Of course, but he does say you can put it back. It just fell out. And then we'll come back to that. But that's, there's a Gzeres Shema Yispor. So again, the Rambam does not mention Makar Patish there. I quoted it. We'll see that others disagree. Finally, in Parakhov Gimel, Aloch Aleph, Ose Nekev, Shu Osu Lahachdiz and Hotik Yom, Nekev Shibulu Latarnagolim, right? The chicken coop, you want to get the smell out, whatever. Shu Osu Lahachdiz or to get light in, or Hotik Hevel to get the, you know, the garbage out. Harizu chaimishu makar patish. Laficha goes all kol nekev. Filo osu lahotzi bubad. O lahachnas bubad. Shema yobo lasos nekev shechama. Fine. Uvneze ein nekev, ein nokfu b'chomis nekev chodosh, ein mosifin bo. You can't open up a new barrel, a new can, to make a nice opening, but you can open a, was already sealed shut, but it had been open before, then you can. Okay. Halacha beis. Nokvin magufa shechomis lahotzi min yayin. Right, to get a barrel of wine to get it out, uvachi kavenu mamala, to open up from the top, not to make a spigot of mitzida, also mentioned mitakan kli. Okay, mitakan kli, mitakan mana, that's all makar patish. Okay, and the halacha dala, they summarize it. Kol dover shugmar malocha chayav olam mishum makar patish. And the halacha vav, which with it, we saw ain shoban, sacharis, ain korns, and near mishk mitakan kli. Ripping a paper or taking a shard, breaking a shard, I mentioned yesterday, to put on the grill, the grill fish, you know, it's too hot on the metal. So you put, again, we like this parchment paper or something on top of it so it won't won't get ruined. Okay. And the Rambam says that point again in Hilchos Yomtiv, because it was from Gemara and Beitza. We saw yesterday, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yomtiv, Halacha Ches, 49, the Rambam writes, Ein Shover and Sacheres, Ein Chot Ches, and Ilit Litzlos Alayim. Okay. And he mentions also, Shnei Kelim Shem Mechubarim Betchila Sasi Yosam. Two things which go, were stuck together when they were made that way. Okay. Kegon Shnei Neros, or Shnei Kosos. You know, sometimes you open a package or something and the items are stuck together. Stuck together, and it was stuck together from the way it made it. It was just when I made the candles, it was too close together, but it melted together. So the Rambam writes, you can't open that because that you make an individual candle.
Like a book.
Okay. Well, a book, you see, it's different. Opening paper, we saw in the Shabura, but we'll see that that's different because there. But we are. Let's assume for right now the pages are stuck together. Sometimes stuck together, but Lafuke. Sometimes if you buy a new pair of shoes, the shoes are attached. They're right there. There's a plastic thingy, right? So that would not be makir patish because the shoes were done already. Afterwards, they put that plastic thing that just shouldn't get lost, or they know it's a match or whatever. So that thing would not be makir patish because you didn't make it into the shoe. You follow the difference? You see the distinction? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. So that's the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch. So Shimon Yudalat Zifalat, we talked about this by Bona, ain't binyan stirber kalim, a different definition of that. But Vahani Milish ain't binyan mamish could go on chavis. Right? That's not what you're making a brand new thing. That was Tosas. Rashi said ain't binyan stirber kalim across the board. Tosas disagreed. There are more rights. Shane Machsek is our right. So even that, it's only if it's not big, otherwise it's part of the karka. We discussed that already. Okay. Then it says, but if it broke, Shanishbar, Vidibek Shibarah, Bezephis, okay, Yochel Shabali Kachmash Visoko, Vashi, Chavan Lakbenak, Yafshi, Yembo, Pesach, Dimkain, Havalim, Sakan Mona. Okay, again, that's what he mentions to make an opening, a nice opening in the barrel. Actually, that Mishnah, right, of Ain Shogun, which we saw it a few times. Mishnah was on the course of the third days. So that Mishnah. The mission of Kuf Membo. Kuf Membo, but Aleph, Shobar Adam Sachov, he's been telling. So if you're making a nice opening, that's called Nisak and Mona. In Shimon Shin Yud Zayin, Sivbeis, the Chavar Tos were following. 51. Nishmitu Lero Ritzuos, Minel, the sandal. Let's say the straps came off of your sandals, or a more common thing, your laces came out of your shoes, more common for us. Okay? So Mutor Lahafzer Ritzuos Lukoma. You're allowed to put them back in place. Again, that's not makom patish because they were already functional before and now something came out. So that's allowed. Okay, you can't tie. Are more right. If it's very difficult, so you're afraid they're going to each time, so you're going to make tie a knot. You know, sometimes what we mention is we're tying, right? So you have a lace by your hood. So you want to tie. Matter of fact, I had it this Shabbos. This past Shabbos, it rained. So, as you know, huh?
The poncho.
Yeah, so that's what they call it, the Shana Rinko. So, so it fits over your hat also. If you get the bigger one, it fits over the strong one, you know. But anyway, so it has the thing by the collar to pull, and the thing came off, you know, the little button there, something came off. So, but on Shabbos, usually you tie it so it won't slip through. I can't tell on Shabbos. Okay, good. But anyway, that's the deal over here. And so Gimel, yeah.
Is there anything with putting laces in initially?
Yes, yeah, so initially it's like, now it'll depend a little bit on whether the shoe is wearable and you would wear it without the lace. Sometimes people walk around sneakers without laces.
And let's say the shoe is broke or you polish your shoes, you take out the
stack. Yes, we'll get to it. Okay, we'll see. Now, finally, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes here in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, not like the Rambam. Matirin Beis Hatzavar Mikesha Shekoshu Kovish Eino Kesha Hewala Ein Poskos HaMechadosh Demesaken Mono. The Rambam listed that, and look back in 46, the Rambam writes, HaPosech Beis Hatzavar Shabbos Chayim, he lists that on the Tofer. He lists that when he's talking about Tofer in Perek Yud HaLach Yud. Mechaber says over here, it's an issue of Tikkun Mono. Okay, to open up that, you know, like what's a pashas in the world that we saw. Open up that collar tie. Okay. The Mishabura now deals with your issue of Ram Eretz Mishin Yazayin, Sukkot and Yurches, 52, Haritzuos were gone. Dafka osan Haritzuos. Dafka those laces. Avartzuos chadasha, shalo haisa shamitchila, then also the mikum esakan mamas. That's your question. I mean, you can't put new laces in. Okay, we can just replace old laces. Bottom line, replacement is not makir patz. We'll talk about that tomorrow. The replacement, replacing something that came out is not makir
patz. So new laces means for the first time shoes, but let's say it's
for all. I think it means new laces for those shoes, I think.
For those, so...
It's not going to be brand new laces. I think to take lace out of a different shoe and put it into this shoe would be the same problem.
Even if the shoe is for my child.
I think so. Yeah, so, I think so.
And yeah. If you forgot to put it in, it's the same laces, but like
polished
shoes and
graphic design. No, the same laces, okay. That's a chiluk, yeah. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I'll check your situation out. Okay. It's the cotton chav maize, misaka mona, chaimish makar patis, duk mar malacha. Misaka mona, tikkun mona is makar patis. That's in simon shin yud zayin. This is in the order of the shulchan aruch. Simon shin chav ches. Siv ches. Siv chav ches. Again, this is a point for somebody the other day why. You know, when I taught the Hilchus Yoredei, you know, Bas V'Cholot and Taruvas, and those, you know, Yoredei topics, and since then when I taught Hilchus Nida, I just did the order of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shabbos is much harder to do that because things are scattered around. It's, you know, that's why we didn't do it though. I thought doing the third Amalach would be a more Mesudadik way of doing it. Anyway, so in Simon Shin Chavches, 53, Amap Yishkin B'Shabbos. Again, this is the Babylon of the Bible, okay, or Lansing of Oil. That's a direct citation of the Rambam in 46 Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay. Shin Mem 54. Shin Mem Sivches. Muchim Shenoflu Min Hakeses. Okay. Feathers, stuffing. That you know that came out of a pillow, mutar zirim, you're allowed to put back. I will also name it chila because we can't put them in for the first time to make a pillow. Okay, see if you gimel, ain shovin is all under under makra patish. Again, that's different than the Rambam because the Rambam in 47 in Parakhav Beis Alacha Chav Gimel brought up the stuffing again in connection with tofer, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Sifud Gimel, Ain Shovan Acheres, Ain Koraniyah, Ain Shkusak and Kli. Okay. Again, that's, you know, you want to make the, want to grill or something like that. You have to have a surface in between the hot grill and the fish. Okay. And now Sifud Dal, you guys have the papers. Hamidabek Nioros. O Oros Bekolon Shul Swarm, Kerotu Arizan told us Tofer Bechaya. That's if you attach them together. Bechain Hamifarik Nioros Dukim, or Dukim alone is Skavan, Lakapo Vana, Arizan told us Korea Bechaya. So it's a problem of Korea, okay? All right, hold the thought for a second. All right, hold the thought for a moment. Muchin, in Sukkot Lamed Aleph, the Mishabur writes, Kol Dovarach Kori Muchin. Doesn't have to be feathers. Can go in Semer Geffen, which is cotton, or Grius Begadim Beluyim, you know, parts of old clothing. And certainly, Boadim notes is also feathers. So Mutal Achzirun, Los Akeses, the Kavan, the Kfar, here's the key line, it's got Lama Beis, and it relates to the shoelaces too. The Kavan, the Kfar, Hayu, Sham, Ein, Bezemishum, Tikkun Mono. Since they were there, now he does say, Akshu, Zahir, Shalit, for he's concerned with the Rambam's concern that it's Topher, don't sew it in. But again, it's under Makar Patish, but the Mishabur's line is, the Kavan, the Kfar, Hayu, Sham, Ein, Bezemishum, Tikkun Mono. Okay, there's no Makar Patish. But Betchila, to put it in the first place, the Hashta, Ovid Lamona, the Yesh B'Zechiv D'Raisa. Here I printed Sivkot Os Samaches in the Sharatzin, because it's against the Rambam. And he points it out. It's like Rashi, the way we learned the Gemara the other day, yesterday. Well, our Rambam Urak Mishum Gzeira Shem Yisbor. Again, look back in 47. Perakhov Beis and Ochoshav and Ochoshav Gimel. The Rambam writes that it's a concern of Shem Yisbor. That's the Mukhin question is Shem Yisbor. If you look in... you look in 28, 27 and 28, the Gemara in Shabbos, Mem Ches Mid Aleph, where they talk about the pillows and the feathers and so on. So there, the Rashi writes, okay, the Hashta Avid Diramas Bechadati, he writes, the Hashta Avid Lemona, he learned the Tikkun Mono, which is how the Mechaber Paskins, or the Meshabur understands the Shulchan Aruch, and Sisharat Tzion, Osama Ches in 56, right, he's going with Rashi, not with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Shungzer Shamizbar, and explains this is Samti Kirashi. The reason I say like Rashi that it's a problem of Tikkun Mone, Mishum Daran, Baridva, Barzuba, Amiri, Kulam, Sosman Rashi. He has a whole lineup of Rishonim who agree with Rashi and so on. Okay. Now, as far as taking papers apart, he writes in Zukot Mem Hei 55, Simon Shin Mem, Zukot Mem Hei and Sukhara, Likroa Mechadosh, Dapin Shel Swarm, Shelo Nechtach, Wodion, Yesh Bezech Yuva, Afilo Ade and Yehudios. So the pages are stuck together, and that's how they're made by the printer. I hope not to have it, but you're not allowed to pull apart. At Lafuke, if you had paper, they were pulled apart. But then some sticky thing got in it, when the kids touched it or whatever, they get a cake. Then you can take it. Again, you have to be careful not to rip it, careful not to over the letters. But leaving that problem out, just the side of that, you can take apart. But if it says, Likro Mechadosh, the first pair stuck papers together, will also be a problem of. So that's, you know, I might call it, you're not creating a new item, but you are perfecting an item. Yeah.
One of the pages rips off like a little bit. Is that clear? Is the action there?
What's the shear of Kriya?
Oh, it's in a
couch, yeah.
Sometimes one stick on
one,
it's like
the spirit a little bit off. Part of it comes off, but it stays. But the paper is still it's full of paper. Piece, yeah, I don't think that'll be Kriya. Offhand, I don't think it'll be Kriya. I know what you're saying. No, it doesn't rip. More of the, it's fuzzy a little bit. I don't think that's, I don't think so. Okay. The Bir Aloha. Yeah, and that's in Shin Mem Sif Yudalad, okay, on that comment about papers. He writes, Ayin Mash Mishabur Mashu Kasatu Lekor Mechodesh, etc., etc. And he quotes a Prima Godim who says that it's a problem of Korea, but he writes, Odaiti Shein Tzorkhaz, that Molochim is Kazu, Hine Chomishu Makar Patish. Okay, and it's Makar Patish, because that's what the printers do. Hopefully the company, now it's done by machine, but you shouldn't really have to buy a book and separate the pages. They're supposed to be loose. Sometimes there's an oversight, sometimes it gets together the way it's set up. But usually, says the Mishabur, dark and shall ogdei swarm bookbinders. And when they bind the books, that's part of the job, is to look and separate any papers that, again, it's all machine done today, I assume. But in those days, you know, you have a bookbinder. So that was one of the things they would do, is separate the papers, you know. And therefore, that's considered the Makabe Patish. And he says, further, he says he doesn't think that it's Korea for other reasons. Rather, it's Makabe Patish. And he thinks maybe the Rambam would even agree here. Okay. Another case in the Shulchan Aruch, to finish up just all the sources on the Gemara's we saw yesterday before moving on. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein poskin ner shalcheres." Again, it's a hollow out to make a, you know, a place where you can stick your candle. You have a piece of clay or something like that. It's wool, okay. The hainu ba'odo rach kimo beitzim shel yotzer. Beitzim doesn't mean eggs. It means like the round clay. And picture clay dough, you know, a picture of clay. So then, when the craftsmen work it, they hollow it, they shape it, okay. So you're not allowed to hollow it out. The Mayacho, so they lost his boat piece kibble to make it like a receptacle. You can put a candle in, okay? And they show sickly, that's also clean. So that's shaping something is also Maka Bipatish. Okay, now. All right, so those are just some of the practical dinim that relate to that. Now, the Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, it goes Moshe Archaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kufkov Beis. Anav Beis, I printed in 59. He has a little bit of a different angle. Okay. First of all, I just want to stress again, Makabe Patish is not only by new items. Okay. As we saw, it's also by something else that exists and you perfect it or you shape it. Okay. But emotionally, there's something else. It's not necessarily only the last step of a process that's going on. It's a step that makes this into a usable item, even though there might be steps afterwards to further beautify it, whatever else. So look what he writes. L'chein tzorach lomar, she'ein, look in 59, there's Igbos Moshe, chelek orchaim, chelek alasim, kufchav beis, anaf beis. 59, l'chein tzorach lomar, she'ein perish gmar malocha, v'chayim mishumak v'patish, she'ein sof ha-malocha, so it's tzorach od lasos. It's tzorach lose lasos. Not the last thing, you don't need to do anything afterwards. Ella, this action finishes something. It's not I don't want to overstate the case, but it's almost like a chetzer gavra chilek here. You know, he's saying it ain't the Indian makav patish shul only mitzad haasiya. Shebeetzem ein bezeh chashivus malacha ela mitzad ma shenase bezeh. The act itself, in a certain sense, is not a malacha. Right, it's what results from the act. If take the case we just saw with the clay thing, you make it into a holder for a menorah, for a candle. Okay, what did you do? You didn't do that for malacha. You just played around with some clay. You tinkered with clay. It's not a malacha. Okay, but the result is mitzad mashenasa bezer. The gomer b'masha osa ata lahachshiv masha kvar nasa ledavar gomer. Now you have a complete item. Kion Hashem Pirush Rashi Shela Achar Shemimu Rashi had Shachar Shechotzav Seven Sovim Umavdil and Ahar Tzas Who Makav Apatish Makav Gadol His Barakas No Fellows. After you chiseled out quarry, we mentioned yesterday, you quarried the rocks, you know, from the hill, from the mountain, and you loosened it. Okay, now you gave one big clap, and the thing came out. Shavada Ein B'Masim Shum Chashivas Malacha Shri Kvar Even Tala Shamunach Sham. That last act of the stone was already finished. You know, it was still, it hadn't fallen out, but it was still in, it was a done thing inside. They don't consider the job to be done until then. So that last hakah, that's Gemar Amashanasa Kwalakshu Malachash, Nimur Himalach of Ne'at Malachas Makapati. So creating an item which still needs new work is Makapatish. Okay, as long as you created something that now, you know, is useful. I want to mention, yeah.
We usually give the example, like, for example, if you have a new suit, and there's a
thread. Threads, yeah. I mentioned yesterday, right?
Now, let's say that my bottom of the shirt is coming down. There's a big, long thread.
Yeah.
I go like this and put it. Now, I still need to
use the button
to sew it again.
Yeah. But it's usable now. Still usable.
The button is still here. I just cut the
thread.
It wasn't
so I think that'll depend a little bit on how much you are. If you wear the shirt anyway, then it wouldn't be the rising. I think. Yeah. All right. Now going back to the part of the death. Okay. So those are the cases in the Shulchan Aruch. Going back to now the problem, as we mentioned before, where to draw the line between Makav Patish and Bona, number one. And number two, what about other malachas where you did the last step? I mean, squeezing, you can name almost any malacha. Is that also Makav Patish when you did the last thing? The baking, put it in the oven, that's also Makav Patish because now it's cooked. I mean, where to draw the line exactly? What?
Mostly.
Yeah, I'm saying anything, but you think about any malacha. Kotzer, okay, I cut the thing. Now, okay, that was the last step.
But if I have the bread is when they bake, but I like it to be crunch.
Right, okay, that might be, maybe it would be talked about. I don't know, let's see. Okay, that's really the issue. So, first of all, I mentioned the Ran, both in the regular Kiddush Ran on the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, Dimamasa Makav Patish, and the Kiddush Ran on Yuchaslo, somebody else. Again, the same thing over here. Okay, Rashi gave the example. We saw yesterday, other Rishonim, we saw the Ramban, the Ritva, rejected Rashi in favor of Ben Chanan. So the Ran agrees. And what he says is as follows, and you'll see it in Ayin Gimel Aleph 60, in B'makav Patish, Lusha Ran. Here's Rashi, B'shem Gemar Malach, and Oman Makar, Astan, B'shas, Gemar Malach, right? That's the bang on the anvil, the Loma Chuber. Okay, because that was the Shita of Shem Gamliel. Ela Ikran, Shodram, Kapirish, Ben Chanan. Shapirish, Shoman Makav Patish ala Klila Hashos Akmimuso, Bechain ala Evan Shavinil Hashos of Chaverta, Bechai Gab, the Alpha Gab, the Law of Melachim, it's an Atzma Chaim of Shem Gemar Melachim. The emphasis I want to put on now is the low, look at the last words in that Ran, the low Havi Melachim, it's inside Atzma. It appears that the Ran is saying, okay, an important point again is the Chedush Ran. Again, ostensibly arguing, again, we had yesterday, what was it again? Towards the beginning of Shia yesterday, we had the 11 and 12, okay? We had the Chedush Ran and the Chedush Ritva. right, 11 and 12, there in Ein Gimel Al. Ritva kind of says this too. Okay, Ritva kind of says this too, but the Ran is stressing it here. It seems to be saying that the only time we talk about Makim Bekat Bepatish is when the act is not some other melacha at that point. You know what I'm saying? Aloha the low, afagab the low, last line of that Ran. Afagab the low, habi melacha mitzad atzma, then mechayim moshim gemar melacha Makim Bepatish. You follow? And so therefore, Makim Bepatish applies when no other melacha is present at that final step. Okay, if another malacha is present in the final step, so it's that whatever the violation of whatever that other malacha is, but not makapazi. I think that's what the Ran is saying. And if you lose on the Yuchas law, again, makapazi quotes of Chanano, okay, shalachash nasa kli, mashu panab, again, you know, you smooth it out, and it's not really malacha. And that's what it's, now he says, it's already a kli, so it's not really malacha. El shagomar malacha. Again, the same words, right? Anything which by itself is not really a malacha. Right? The blowing, nothing. And he writes. So I think he's saying the same idea. The reason you don't say the guy who cut something was chayav kotzer is chayav in makir padash also, or cook something is chayav in makir padash also, because there is another malacha present at the stage of the final step. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what comes out. And then at the end, the second half of that Chiddush Rav Michos and Kozim and Yonason, or Gedomas that perish in Yonason's al, Shederach Ha'umnim, Shagam Malachta Ma'ayin Ba, Yimisho Ba Dabar Mu'at L'Sakein. This is because craftsmen, when they finish the act, whatever they're fashioning, they look at it to see if there are any kinks, and that's what they do. They look at it to see if there's anything left to do. And it'll bang that out, either to widen it or to thin it or that's their job. One of the piyutim that we say in Slichus on Kol Nidre night, the Kineka Chomer B'Yad Yotzeh, the last of the Gomidos on Kol Nidre, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's the last of the four. Kineka Chomer B'Yad Yotzeh, Kenanach, B'Yorcha, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Right, it's one of the piyutim and Kol Nidre night. So they're all a bunch of different things, and just like the glass, the hands of the glass blower, he can blow it, he can twist it. So weird, your hands are covered. It's very, very beautiful. Anyway, it says a six or seven, they're all different tones. Yeah, but every chaz has got my tune, whatever every chaz has got tune. But the sail, like a ship in the hands of the captain, and all these things. So a couple of them are correct. You know, and so that's a craftsman. When he's done what he's doing, he looks it over. Okay. You look at the Meiri, I think the Meiri says it even more clearly. The Meiri is not on Gimel, the Meiri is on Kuf Hamad Aleph. Okay, in the base of here, Meiri and Kuf Hamad Aleph, 62. Afal Pishbiarno, Shim Kosov Os Achas, Somach Averta Potter, going back to Ksiva, that's why it's on Kuf Hamad, talking about Ksiva, which we talked about, Kosin. Okay. When you wrote a letter, even though I wrote a letter next to an existing letter already, so now there are two letters. There was one letter before. Now I made a second letter. We talk about it. It's on the angle, in the corner, whatever. Okay, it becomes like one word. It's still potter. Or b'chein adin ba'ara k'ut echad arig. I just move one thread. There's another one there. B'komok, it's a potter. B'komok, b'kosem os achas. B'hishlim bo sefer. But if that letter finished the book, or ara k'ut echad b'hishlim was big, then it's chayim. Shekol shehishlim bo chashuvahi k'shtayim. B'chayim shum kosem. Okay, that one letter is equal to two because it's so chashu that it completed the book. And we talked when it came to Kosev. So now, says the Meiri, our kashi, or we say his kashi, b'chach me'adoros sholem. Not the Meiri, I think that's everybody. It's b'chach me'adoros sholem. Bar Kahogan, a good kashi. B'yishchayev b'mishu makar b'patish. Why isn't there also makar b'patish? Kosha omer perakal gadol, it's only his makar b'patish. B'tirtzu, shalom nemar makar b'patish, okay, kigon shechotzav even bahar and spark a kula misfusel. The nimsa shav nishma malachas even el shalom nafla v'zeh makav patish. Okay, he says, but chosu also l'tzor chasoma ena makav patish below kain af. He says, got to be. It's only when you know when now you completely finish something which already existed. You put the final touches on something that were already done. Okay, but the other malacha, when that is the malacha, It's not already done. That's not makir patish. You're finishing something which is part of a, you know, I think what Amiri is saying is makir patish is a one-step act. That last, the final hammer blow, okay, that loosened that piece of rock from the quarry, right? It was already there, it just wasn't out. So you banged it, so it fell out, right? That's makir patish.
Between the actual
Malachi
and makir patish sometimes can be a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I'm saying that, I absolutely agree. But I'm saying, I think what the Meiri is saying, see what the Ran said, is that makir patish applies when no other Malacha is present at the time, the moment of the final step. Okay? So that's why completing a Sefer Torah or Kotzer is not Chayav, but makir patish. Because another Malacha there. And that's the Malacha you're Chayav for. The Meiri, I think, is a little different. I'm disagreeing on things. But he's saying that makir patish is a one-step act. It's not part of a process. Okay? Something which is part of a process, it's another malacha. So the final step is a process of that malacha. It's not makir patish. Okay? So I just want to get that in terms of definition. Now, and really, in a certain way, and maybe that's alluded to in 63 in Tosus, on the Ayin Hamad Beis, 63. Tosus says, what about Amishum Mechatech? Cutting it, detaching the stone, or Memachik, other things are smoothing. Lo Mechayev. The Mari Shekvar Hi Merubas Umasukenes. It's already done. It's already exists in its perfected state. Elashem Miyapa Osa. Now I make it more beautiful. Making these engravings, that's what Misates is chiseling, you know, making engravings in it. Okay. The Yipui came, shows an Akshav Misates Abonim, right? You put ridges or designs or whatever it is, the Chritzim, in the stone. So Tos already also alluded to it. It's not that other Malacha is done. It's not that Malacha. Okay. It's not that Malacha. All right. So, because you know, you could argue that designing a stone, by putting markings and ridges in it, maybe that's mechate, you're cutting open, or maybe it's mechate, you're smoothing it. No, says the Mishabur, says the Tosus, because that's already done. This is a separate act. So maybe that's the same thing you were showing or saying. Nonetheless, as you just said, sometimes the line is hard to draw. Okay. So for example, and as Avram said yesterday, sometimes it'll end up being chayav both. So I can't overstate the case. I showed you what the Rishonim said, but obviously there's some cases where even if a Malacha is present, it'll still be both. So the Rambam, for example, in Parag Yud, Halacha Yudalad, Hilchos Shabbos, 64, if you didn't see, Ha'osa Nekev Kol Shebelul Sol Tarnagola, back to the chicken coop. Okay? In that case, he makes a hole. They Shikonis Lena Oros, the light will get in there, also mention the smell. Chayav Yishon Bonen. Okay, Chayav Yishon Bonen. So Lecha Mishnah there, okay. So Lecha Mishnah there says, wait a second. The Rambam here in Halacha Yudalad says Chayav Mishum Bona. When you look back at number, couldn't find it. At number 46 was it? Yeah. If you look back at number 46, okay. The Rambam, a couple of halachas later, in Halacha Tezayin, look at Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam writes, second half of Tezayin in 46. Ha'osa nekev kolshu bein be'et bein b'inyan bein matechet bein b'kelemar is it told us makev patish shechayim. So why is it different than the lulshul tarnagolim? That's the Lecha Mishnah's trouble by. Now, parakil alach yadalad, he writes yechayim mishum bonah. But as the Lecha Mishnah says in 65, alach yadalad, b'gemara ikapluta rava mishum bonah shmo mishum makev patish. Okay, that was the machokas rav and shmo. And again, the mere fact of the machokas indicates that it's not always so easy to tell the difference between bona and makir patish. But opasok or eno kirav, and the Rambam passes the grav, then it's bona. That's why in Perkei Olach Yedal, he says, you make the hole in the chicken coop, you're passing that grav. It's bona. The problem is, mikosha. The lamata, a couple of halachas later in Tezayin, I said before, so it's 46 halacha Tezayin, same parak, very good. Nirusha pasuk kishmol. Shakasa Vosa Nekav Kosu Bain Bait Bain Vinyan Bain Matekas Areza told us Makra Patish the Kaya. The Rav Amishum Bona, Gomorrah Gomorrah. So what's going on? Okay, it sounds like he's passing like Shmuel. Okay, so that's a kasha, the case of the Satana Golem. So look a few lines down. Menira, Jews on the forest, the Mashakos of Rav, Chai Mishumbone, Klomar Afilu Mishumbone. Okay, it's a unique way of learning. The Lachamisha says that Rav is not arguing, but Rahu Adin Mishumaka Bapatish. Okay, Rav means only Bone. Also Bone. But not there's no makapat. There is makapat. There's also bonem. Okay, so again, you see that for those cases that there is some sort of overlap. If we think about it, there are a number of ways. Okay, so again, according to that, like a Mishnah read in the Rambam, when Rav said bonem, he meant also bonem. So again, that means at least with regards to bonem, you can be chayav both bonem and makapat. At least according to like a Mishnah in the Rambam. And probably other Tibbetan, but that's what he says. Okay, so again, the line is a little hard to draw. But the other Rishonim said, I think works well for the other Malachas. It's harder to pinpoint them by Bona. And again, you have Machokas, Rav and Shmuel and Gemara, whether something is Bona or Machapatish means they're pretty similar. Okay, but for our purposes, perhaps we could suggest the following. Okay, if we learn that Bona means, well, if you learn like, let's talk about Ein Binyan Mekalim. If you learn like Rashi, that there's no binyan b'kelim, so that could be a basic distinction between bona and makapatish. Makapatish definitely does apply by kelim, as we saw in numerous examples. So if we take literally the way we learn Rashi, that ain't binyan b'kelim means ain't binyan b'kelim, so then, okay, what's the difference between bona and makapatish? Makapatish applies to kelim, bona doesn't. Okay, but as we saw, many of the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim don't accept Rashi's position on that. Tosa says if you're making something new, so it is, okay? But there'll still be a distinction because Tosfos says there's only, it could be the yes, binyan b'kelim, yesh binyan b'kelim, and binyan applies to kelim if you're making something brand new, okay? But even according to Tosfos, there still will be a distinction in that case between bona and makapatish because as I said before, already several times, makapatish is not only by something brand new. Right? Makapatish means fixing something which is not though, fixing a thing that became useless, a chair, a leg broke off the table, or chair, and I screwed back in. So that's makapatish. It's not, wouldn't be bona, because there, Tosfos agrees, ain't binyan mekalim. Ain't binyan mekalim, like the case, remember we had, we're putting the menorah, the candelabra back together, the pieces come out and so on. So that'll still be a distinction between bona on one side and makapatish on the other side. According to Rashi, there's a big distinction. Makapatish applies to kelim, bona doesn't. But even according to Tosi, makapatish will apply even to repairing old things and binyan might not. And according to the Rambam, remember we had the Rambam says that bona is medabek chalokim. Remember the Rambam? You put together different parts, multiple parts put together. Okay, but that's not necessary for makapatish. Okay, so you can, let's say you got a case of the case of the collar, just to give an example, we don't usually get shirts with the collar tied, but for some reason, when you buy a new suit, the jacket pockets are tied shut, right? Mm-hmm. The jacket pocket is tied shut.
You can wear it,
right? That's different. Kind of, huh? Still, yeah, it's like you don't think about the shopping, but I'm saying that's a common example. So it could be a question of makapatish. If you need to use a pocket, if you're makbid on it, then it'll be makapatish. You didn't put any piece together. It's not bona according to the Rambam either. So I'm just showing you that according to all that we've shown him, there are differences still between bona and makapatish. Sometimes a lot is hard to find. But yeah.
How does exactly this work with keys? Meaning, it's already done.
It's yeah, maybe so. They saw it afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah, that could be. It could be like I said before with the shoes.
If you put weight, then
it'll ruin it. Yeah, it'll make it. It's a good art. Could be like the thing holding the shoes together. Put it on afterwards for the convenience. Yeah, could be. Okay, another distinction between bona and makapatish is that bona you can violate bona even before you finish the job. Okay, makapatish is only at the last stage. Okay, you can get to bona even before. For example, putting a brick down for the foundation, you said was bona, but might not necessarily be makapatish because you haven't finished the building yet. Again, we saw some said even though you finished the foundation, That's enough. But I'm just suggesting another difference between bone and makir patish. Okay. Also, we assume that bone is only by some sort of a structure. We wouldn't say bone by clothing. Nobody says weaving clothing together is bone, even though I created a jacket. Okay, it'll be oreg, it'll be whatever else, but it won't be bone. Okay, and makir patish is even by garments, by loose, you know, by small things, by not metal or stone and so on. And finally, bone has an opposite, namely soser. Okay, there's no makir patish. Makir patish has no opposite. So even if something could be makir patish, the reverse would not be an iser. By bone, generally speaking, if something is bone, then when you do the reverse, it's soser, right? But lav daf by makir patish, not so. For example, the case of shoelaces. So putting shoelaces in for the first time would be makir patish. Taking the shoelaces out would not be iser. There's no parallel flip side to makir patish. You know what I'm saying?
It's not just strong, right?
That's what I'm saying. There's no opposite. Okay, so take shoelaces out, even though putting shoelaces in would be makir patish. Taking them out would not be a violation. So that's those are four distinctions. Again, bone is either bone is by kalim, and I'm sorry, makir patish is by kalim. Bone is not. Meaning, either it's not at all, like Rash said, or it's not if you're making something new, like those said, or it's not, it's only if you're putting parts together, and makir patish doesn't need any of that. Two, bone applies even before the item is completed, but not makir patish. Three, bone is usually by structure, and makir patish can be used by garments. And four, bone has an opposite, has an undoing, which is also iser, soser, binyan is theorem, bone is soser, and the makir patish is not. There's no opposite. That time of the electricity, those who said that electricity is molar or makir patish, so undoing electricity, if you hold it is bonus, so taking it apart or undoing it will be soser. Right? Unplugged, whatever will be soser. If you hold it as molar, and presumably molar is under somehow makir patish, at the bottom level, so that would not be an issue necessarily. Okay. By the way, I want to mention, Avram is on Zoom here. I looked at a little bit about turning the gas down, you mentioned that, I'm just going to my head now. Rav Moshe has a kula. It said over in his name, it seems to be a legitimate kula. They said he didn't want to put it in print. Okay. But Rav Moshe had a kula that you could could turn off, you could even shut off. So people follow Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had a kula, but he didn't fully explain. He said, I don't want to put it down in print.
Thank God.
So,
woo.
So again, I don't think the Rav liked it. But Rav Moshe had a kula and was confirmed that it was that he said it. But he writes it in one place. He refers to it in a tshuva, but he doesn't say what the kula is. Okay. And the question will apply only when it's a pilot. I'm not sure. I have to look further into it. But I thought of you when I was thinking about that question. I know that many people do it. And Rav Moshe was making them. Okay. We get back to our topic. Good.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay. Check with people on the Lower East Side or who talk to Dovin, whatever.
I could ask my cousin about it. Cousin Shelly Small is related.
All right, the Small is from Chicago. Man. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so find out. They say it over emotion. And it's not one of these they say over and it's wrong. It's pretty much confirmed. Okay, let's finish up with a few other things. I'll talk about this also more subsequently. But there's a question of folding clothing, especially folding on the crease. Okay, which is perfecting the item. Now it comes off your body, it's wrinkled. You want to fold the pants, to make it nice. So the Mishnah says, on Kufiyot Gimel Aleph 66, okay, the Mishnah says, Mekaplen es hakelim afilo arba chamisha pamim. You can fold the garments numerous times. And Rashi explains there on Kufiyot Gimel Aleph 67, Mekaplen es hakelim begodim sheposton, took off clothes. Now you can fold it, b'nei misrachem kibuzon, they get wrinkled if they're not folded. Clothes get wrinkled if they're not, because they're soft after they've been washed and so on. You take them off. So if you leave them, the little kids leave their laundry crumpled up. They take off their suit Friday night, little kids, and they roll it up into a ball and sits there on the floor. And then in the morning, comes on, his pants are wrinkled. A ball on the floor. Right? Well, okay. So anyway, so they get wrinkled. So I feel arba chamisha pamim. Can they last a lotion? Go by yom, even multiple times during the day. Like you take a nap, whatever. You take it off. So, and there's certain people who are very fastidious. I have a very good friend who, when he takes his jacket off, like at lunchtime, takes his jacket off, I'm into his house. And most of us, if you take a jacket off, it's kind of draped over the back of the chair. No? No, they're
put a hanger. I always put it in there.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Nothing wrong. A friend, yeah, goes to his closet, takes a hanger, and hangs it up. It stays nicer that way, right? Okay, I'm lazy or whatever. I put it on the back of it. If I take it off, I always take off my jacket. If I do, I put it on the back of it, hot in the room, put it on the back of your chair. But then you go lean against it and hangs down. And, okay, people are more fastidious, so put it on a hanger. Anyway, so that's the Mishnah in Shabbos Kufi Gimel and Aleph. So the Gemara in that Mishnah 68. Ami de Berbiyanai lo shana adam echad b'shem ben adam lo. This hetter is only one person as opposed to two people. That's more like, you know, look in the Rashi. I'll bring this up here. Rashi kufi gimel up b'shem ben adam k'shem kaparosam mefashtim kimtayim. You hold it tight, you know, and that gets the wrinkles out. That's nirin k'misachin. That's more like you're fixing it, right? You know, like sometimes if we, in my house, so my son says, we have to change tablecloths. And so we have more people coming. So we put the leaf in our Shabbos to take the old. So I can fold the blanket myself, not the blanket, the tablecloth myself. But when another person there, you pull it taut, you know, he pulls his side, I pull my side. It's tighter, so it folds better. It stays nicer, less wrinkled. All right, but that looks more like Mirin Kimisaka. All right, continues the Gemara. So, okay, I'll be showing him low. Okay. Because Rashi explains, Yishonim kipulon misaktan yosim and achadoshim. And again, folding it is more necessary when it's older. Shachadoshim kashim alayim. The clothes, when they're brand new, they don't get wrinkled so easily. Even don't hang it up, but they're brand new. By the way, same thing comes back from the cleaners. You get a suit back from the cleaners. It's, I don't know what the right word is. It's tighter. You know, it doesn't wrinkle the same way as if after a few wearings, it gets more wrinkled. Okay, aim of my link mode. Okay, what else? And they make a difference between white garments and colored garments, and also the difference whether the guy has something else to wear or not. But for our purpose is the issue of misakin that the Rashi mentioned here. Misakin. So the Rambam Paskins in Perakov Beis Alachah Chav Beis B'Shabbos 70. B'chein ain mekapan abegodim B'Shabbos kederach shosu mechol. Abegodim kishiyat pusla. You don't do it the same way as you did during the week. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Shin Beis, Siv Gimel 71, the Kaplan Kalem and Shabbos, the Tzorach Shabbos, Lov Shem Bobayom, the Dafka Barom Echad, the Chadoshim Shadon Nich, the Skapsu, the Levonim Eno Lahachim. The Mechoser Echad Melo Tzayim, the Oser. Many of these conditions are met that it's no good. Okay, so, now Yesh Misha Omer, the Lekaflo, okay, but here's what the Shulchan Aruch saying, is the condition that the Gemara mentioned in modifying the Mishnah that says, you can do it. Okay, and if I had the Mishnah alone, okay, end of story. But it's not the end of story because the Gemara in 68 on Kufi Gimel Aleph, the Gemara qualifies and limits the Mishnah's heter to very limited situations. And otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Imchaser achad echad mikol elo tzaraim." One of these, any one of these conditions is no good. You're not allowed to because again, folding it on the crease and folding it and so on. That's you know that's a form of tikkun mana again because we keep mentioning that tikkun mana and makapata is not only on new things you're finishing it off to look nicer, okay. Now yesh misha omer continues the shulchan aruch the lekaflo shaloka said a kibbutz shemutu mcholi the veneer and dvar to fold it not on the crease. You want to fold it so it stays nicer but not on its original folds. Because sometimes with a suit you can fold it not on the crease. Okay, so that's. That's what the Hani says, Venir and Dvar. Okay. The Mishabura in Sivkot Nyam Yud Dalat and Shin Beis specifically mentions Avalov Shin Adam, etc., because it will Venir Kamisakan Mana. Okay. Nira Kamisakan Mana. It looks like the way, you know, Misakan Mana. And, okay. Same thing in Sivkot Tesvav. Again, if you do it, you can do it in a way that doesn't look like Misakan Mana. You want to see a summary of this. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simshin Beis Sifyum, begins with that Rambam we saw in 70, Parakot Beis Halacha Chav Beis, Sifyum 73. Koso Rambam, Parakot Beis Zifu Beis, also a second Beis Sash Begadim, again fixed clothing, and he says, V'chein Ein Mekapon HaBegadim, and so on. And he writes on a third line, fourth line, towards the end. Umavur, the chol advarm mitam tikune kalim. Now he writes, ve'ein zek kipul poshet. This is not just folding, not tall regular folding. Ela kipul kemaisa umnus. Okay, he said this is some sort of a, you know, it would take a suit to be pressed or whatever it is, like a pressing type of thing. That's what's also. He writes, avol pekipul poshet ein kpeda. All right, it doesn't seem to be any kpeda. It was just ordinary folding. And he says the Rambam, that also brings up, the writer brings up Tircha, and he says it's a funeral, but there's the Yesh Nafkin Levina, okay, because according to the Rambam and so on, that's not, the issue is not Tircha, it's just folding. It's a likbo pegan, but keep a posher, shame, tikkun kli, just to fold it. And that, again, could be the difference between folding on the crease and not folding on the crease. Just stomp to fold is not a problem. But if done as a design for tikkun kli, then it'll be a problem. But according to, if you hold that it's tircha, then it can be a problem either way. And it's if you're base, he talks about folding a talus. Okay? Folding a talus on Shabbos. If you fold up your talus on Shabbos, that's 12 minutes of you. Here he's talking about our talus, not a garment, a talus, you know, with the davening. So after davening, people want to fold the talus. So he says a distinction again between folding on its original crease and not on its other creases. Right? But he writes of his manenu towards the end, in Sifuim Beis. With manenu, yesh harbeish mekaflin talusim b'shabbos. And again, I mentioned many times, Rav Shulman always wanted to justify the meaning, you know, where he lived in the Varadok, and yesh lomer, this feeling, the kipul shalanu leka shum tikun. Our kipul, that's not tikun, it's just folding it. Talus, you could just as well fold it, not on the crease, and so on. So anyway, that's not so punch.
Couldn't we say that? We don't care about the actual way in which it came folded. It's just we should cover to the talit, not having.
Yeah. No, okay, but you can fold it. I personally fold my talis after Shani, but not on the crease. Mm-hmm. Not on the. Now, that's another question.
Because I don't know how it was originally folded.
Oh, no, you can usually see the line.
I
know, I also do, but I'm on Shabbos at all. In China, you don't fold all the way. There's another issue if you're folding and you're not going to use it again on Shabbos. The question is that a question about Hana and so on, possibly. Okay, I think that's why people make a distinction between, let's say, Kippur night, where it makes to wear talus. We only usually wear a talus by merit, but Kippur night we do. And we put it on before dog quick. Yeah. Keep it on. Okay, if you want to make the bracha, which you wouldn't make it on, then keep it on. So a lot of times, Dav Marv, we'll tell you, keep the talus on too, because it's on already from the Elon. But we put Dav, put it on, so we wear our talus in the evening. And so there, I think Rav Shaffer puts a nefesh on, and they can fold the talus after Kol Nidre night, after Marv and Kippur, because you're using it in the morning anyway. So, okay.
So Rav Shaffer and Hovel, which is not.
So I think, I have to check. I just told him, I'm not sure, I think so. Okay.
So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it's only a problem if it's Maisa Uman?
Yeah.
Therefore, we could fold it even on the seat.
That's what he's saying. So that, again, he always tries to justify the meaning. So he justifies the meaning, yeah. Okay, the last thing I'd like to look at today is one more question. And that is there any tikkun mana by food preparation? So we do have the following Mishnah. We talked about a little bit about Bishl, I think. Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis 74. The Mishnah says Kol Shabbos Becham in Me'erev Shabbos. Something which was put in hot in heat before Shabbos. In plain English, cooked. Something cooked already. Rashi says on Kuf Mem Beis in 75. Kol Shabbos Becham in Kol Mishnah is Bashel. Something cooked. So Shorin also Becham in Bishabbos. You can let it soak in hot water on Shabbos. It's already been cooked. So just sitting in hot water. But why would you do it? Rashi says, "Kadesh she'nimoach, it will become softer." Okay. B'chol shalobo b'chamin b'she'er merav Shabbos, something which was not cooked from before Shabbos, madichin also b'chamin b'Shabbos. Okay. You can wash it with warm water wherever you got it from it on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Lo amrinan zel bishulei." It's not called cooking because you're just rinsing it off. Avalo shorin. Okay. What's an example? Of lobo bechamin, you don't bosa yavish. Okay, shochan also chay, I get chak. I don't know, beef jerky, whatever, something that's hot, you know, that's edible, it's not, it's edible, I get chak. And now you want to soften a little bit so you can rinse it off without water on Shabbos. Chutz, says the Mishnah, mina maliach yashem. salt, old salted fish, dog and malukin, not a herring, and these types of things, salt, very old salted fish, or kulyus hispanum. I think we talked about this by Bishon. Kulyus hispanum, kulyus is a mackerel, I think. Spanish, not Spanish mackerel. Shadachosum, gluig barmalata. That's how you cook it. That's a funny choice of words that the Mishnah uses, no? It's a zui gmar melachta. It sounds like machir patish. The topic is bishul, okay? But it's, you know, the Mishnah does use the words which are, as we've seen the last 2 days, are associated with machir patish. The zui gmar melachta. Rashi kuyas al hispanas, shein dog shochnas al machon mocha, de docha bechamen. Very salty, so you got to rinse it off with water, okay? And that's the gmar melachta. Question is there any issue of makom patish? All right. So again, the Mishnah does use the word gemar melacha, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean. It could be talking about bishul. The pashtus is it's not talking about makom patish at all. However, there is a Yerushalmi in Shabbos and Kol Gadol Perek Zayin Halacha Beis 76. Hein the shochak tuma. Guy was grinding up garlic. So he violates several different things along the way. Kad mefarach bereishem mishum dutch. Kad mevarach b'klipusem mishum borek. Kad shang meduchosem mishum tochen. Kad yod mashkin, squeezing out mishum dutch. Gemar melachta mishum makke bepatish. Okay, mishum makke bepatish. The Kohen Ed doesn't say anything about that. He just says what the other things are. You're grinding up. So when you take off the head, that's dutch. Okay, when you do this, it's borek. Okay, when you do that, it's tochen. You grind it up. Okay. But in Moshe, in 78, there in Perek Zayin Chabeis, Hain the Shochak Tumah. A Shochak is Tumah Shum, it's garlic. Again, Aramaic Tofei Grushin. So a Shochak is a Shum, Mishkachas Machamesh Chatoz, at the head. And explains what they are. Ukshe Gomer Melachta Chayav Oud Mishum Makke Bepatish. The last step is Oud Mishum Makke Bepatish. Okay, so again, I don't know how that fit in, we said before, the other malachas involved, but maybe not at the last stage. Again, we said before that one of the definitions of makom patish is that there is no other malacha present at that time. There's no other malacha present at that time. At the time of the final step. So I guess that would be the case here, or at least you can learn it that way, according to that shita. Anyway, b'chayav ol mishum makom patish. So how do we rule? So Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Siv Dalim. If it's something dried, it wasn't cooked. It ain't shown on Sulu Chamish Shabbos. I'm a dichan on Sulu Chamish Shabbos. Chutz mei Amalech Yoshen, who dog shenikra kliyos hispanis, the salt of fish, ain't a sikum bishol al ma'at. Not to be cooked. They're eating raw, more or less. It should be cooked a little bit. Adachosan hi gemar melachtam. Rinsing it off, that is gemar melachtam. Yeah. And there are more ads. Something which, you know, again, it sounds seriously like makom patish. However, the Mishnah Berurah dismisses that. Source 8 of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalet writes, "Eidi Hayotz Mikvareinu, the Indian makom patish b'davar ochel u'davar chadash shelo nimtza b'poskim." There's no makom patish on food. Whatever the other malacha is, it could be dash. We talk and it is, but there's no makom patish by open. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I printed in source 81, the last source, the Chayodim in Klal Chof, said, hey, that entertains the possibility, quotes of the bush, you know, do say that it's makom patish by, there is makom patish by food. And then he speaks with herring. But according to most, makom patish does not exist by ochel, like the Mishnah Berurah. Unless two conditions are met. If the food was previously inedible, not royal achilas adam, and B, there was a substantive change made, okay, then there's a problem. And if those two criteria are met, there is makom patish. But for example, to make a powdered drink on Shabbos, that's not makom patish. Okay, because again, first of all, the food was edible before. I mean, you might have liked it. You can eat plain chocolate powder, whatever. Okay, number two, the mixing of the water didn't create a substantive change in the item. It's still chocolate. So anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to include there's no makom patish by Oakland, yeah.
There were not
by Oakland?
What?
I don't think it had by Oakland. Well, let's just see. If think of food that was not subsequently, where would you have the second step? Usually you don't have both. When would you have the second step? I can think of a case. Let's see. What would you have that it's a substantive change, but it's not wide open? Now, the Gemara challenges, they give examples of certain types of fruits. I'll check them. Check out. Okay. All right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll go on with some examples of microcontrollers would not apply. We already alluded to some. They're fixing something. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And then the last time we got to finish up like a package with some of the other. Okay, have a good day.